Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, David. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. Thanks. I'm fine. You?
Same, yeah. Have you heard my big news? Simon and I have finally bought a flat together. Isn't it nice?
Yes, it's great. To be honest, I thought you'd already been living in your own house. Anyway, I'm happy for you. You are a perfect couple.
Thanks. We also got married. Now I have to think both as a wife and as an economist, as I study economics at the uni.
Which means?
Well, you know, it's safer to invest in property rather than any formal pension. Property prices are on the up. I suppose you can't really go wrong here, so in any case, even if we split up, it'll be a good investment.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And there's also the rent issue. Prices in South London are crazy. Liz and I have been paying a rent of around £1,000 a month for years.
Why don't you consider buying your own house? You should think of investing in your future instead of the future of your landlady.
Well, we'd love to. We were even thinking about consulting with a specialist. Can you share your experience with us?
You know, personally, even though our flat is small, it's great to be homeowners at last. Professionally, we should think further and consider getting a bigger one in a few years.
Well, I'm glad you're thinking about your future. I don't know whether it's a good time to buy, though. Surely property prices can't go up for years and years. Wouldn't it have been better to wait a bit?
Stop worrying. You're worse than my mom. We have looked into this carefully. Simon knows more than me because he works in banking. There's no evidence that prices will fall. There was a report in The Economist the other day, and according to it, house prices are high just about everywhere, and there's no sign that the trend is going to change.
Yeah, well, we know what Simon is like. He's got a good head for figures, and he isn't one to take risks.
Exactly. Listen, you and Liz can meet us on the weekend. You can see our new accommodation, and then we could have lunch there. Simon and I will try to answer your questions about buying property now if you want.
That's a brilliant idea, Jackie. We'd definitely come.
Okay, see you both on the weekend then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, David. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. Thanks. I'm fine. You?
Same, yeah. Have you heard my big news? Simon and I have finally bought a flat together. Isn't it nice?
Yes, it's great. To be honest, I thought you'd already been living in your own house. Anyway, I'm happy for you. You are a perfect couple.
Thanks. We also got married. Now I have to think both as a wife and as an economist, as I study economics at the uni.
Which means?
Well, you know, it's safer to invest in property rather than any formal pension. Property prices are on the up. I suppose you can't really go wrong here, so in any case, even if we split up, it'll be a good investment.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And there's also the rent issue. Prices in South London are crazy. Liz and I have been paying a rent of around £1,000 a month for years.
Why don't you consider buying your own house? You should think of investing in your future instead of the future of your landlady.
Well, we'd love to. We were even thinking about consulting with a specialist. Can you share your experience with us?
You know, personally, even though our flat is small, it's great to be homeowners at last. Professionally, we should think further and consider getting a bigger one in a few years.
Well, I'm glad you're thinking about your future. I don't know whether it's a good time to buy, though. Surely property prices can't go up for years and years. Wouldn't it have been better to wait a bit?
Stop worrying. You're worse than my mom. We have looked into this carefully. Simon knows more than me because he works in banking. There's no evidence that prices will fall. There was a report in The Economist the other day, and according to it, house prices are high just about everywhere, and there's no sign that the trend is going to change.
Yeah, well, we know what Simon is like. He's got a good head for figures, and he isn't one to take risks.
Exactly. Listen, you and Liz can meet us on the weekend. You can see our new accommodation, and then we could have lunch there. Simon and I will try to answer your questions about buying property now if you want.
That's a brilliant idea, Jackie. We'd definitely come.
Okay, see you both on the weekend then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.